They just get saved and they come to church. But I like when Christians really know that, you know, you've been changed. You went from being a loser to being victorious. You don't have to go through what you went through before, because now you have Jesus Christ on your side. Yeah, sometimes you might go through trials and tribulations, and it looks like you might be losing, but you need to know as a child of God, you are a winner because Jesus has already won a victory, and if you are a Christian, his victory is your victory. Are you still with me? And it's good to know that. Because if I know that, then I can go out and act like the ambassador that I have automatically become just by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Are you at 1 John yet? Look at chapter 2. John is talking to his audience. Amen here. He says, my little children, in verse 1, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation, or the atonement for our sins. And not for ours only, do you all see that? Not for ours only, but also for the sins of the who? The whole world. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. See, Chris, as children, amen. Hallelujah. Let me drink some water, amen, because y'all know I get excited. I have to slow myself down. As Christians, one thing we can never forget is that Jesus didn't just die for us to be saved. He died for the whole world. And although we are saved, you know, sometimes because we're not perfect, we might mess up from time to time. We'll make mistakes. But like the Bible just said here, we just need to get up and repent and get back on the road. Because, see, people still need to be saved. So we still have a job to do. We need to let the world know that, hey, Jesus died for you too. That's what ambassadors do. They are representatives of a higher authority. Are y'all still with me? And then the Bible says in verse 3, it says, hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. Do y'all see that? Look at verse 4. It says, he that do what? I want to make sure everybody do that. He that do what? He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a what? Pastor Ron, you called me a lie. No, I didn't. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandment is a what? Y'all say that real low. A liar. And the truth is not in him. Look at verse 5. But whosoever keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. In other words, this is how we know that we are in him. But look at verse number 6. He that saith he abided in him ought himself also to what? Walk even as he walked. If I say that I'm an ambassador for Christ, that means I need to not just talk the talk, but I need to walk the walk. He says, brethren, I write now no new commandment, verse 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. This is John talking here. He says in verse 8, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is what? Past. And the true light now do what? Shine. In other words, things ain't like they used to be before you accepted Jesus. Jesus delivers you out of darkness into his marvelous what? Light. And how many of you know that light is always bright? Are y'all still with me? So now, as Christians, when we were lost in this dark world or in darkness, we couldn't see where we were going. So if you can't see where you're going, if I can't see where I'm going, how am I going to tell someone else about Jesus when I can't even see where they are? But now that the light has come on, because as I told you when I first started, when you accepted Jesus, you received a new promotion. You was promoted, instead of working in the dark, you got promoted to lead the light, to follow Jesus. Because the Bible tells us that we are the light of the world. Amen? Just like Jesus is the light of the world. So now that I have light, now I can do what I was chosen to do. I was chosen to be an ambassador for Christ. So as an ambassador, because I have the light now, I can walk all over this foreign country, if you will, and tell people that Jesus loves you. Tell people that Jesus died for you. Tell people that Jesus wants you to receive the inheritance that he left for us. And I can say those things, and then I can show them based on how I live my life. That's what the Christian life is all about. Not just coming to church on Sunday. Not just, oh, man, I sure don't feel like going to church. No, that's not all what it's about. It's about knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. Are you all still with me? If I talk the talk, I have to walk the walk, because once again, people who are not saved, they're looking for Jesus. They don't even realize it. And the closest thing they're going to get to Jesus is through Christians. See. People talk good. But once again, the problem is they don't walk what they talk. And as a result, they are not being effective in their role as an ambassador for Christ. They're not being effective. They're not being effective. Amen. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. My saying must line up with my doing. My saying must line up with my doing. If my saying does not line up with my doing, I'm not being an effective ambassador for Christ. I can say all I want. I'm an ambassador for the Lord. But the question is, are we acting out the role of an ambassador by telling someone or representing the higher authority who sent us out to represent them? Y'all all right? Look at Ephesians chapter 5. I know I haven't given you the title yet, but I'm getting ready to give it to you in a minute. In chapter 5, I want you to look at verse number 1. So we must be imitators of Jesus Christ. In chapter 5, the Bible says in verse 1, it says, King James says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Some translations say imitators, because as Christians, we need to imitate Jesus. It says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice. Okay. Has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. How many know God likes for stuff to smell good? That's why they had incense in the tabernacle. Now, I don't want that smell. You need to bring something else up in here. You know, I hear people say, you know, when you burn incense, that's at the devil. Well, I mean, they burned it in the tabernacle. You ever hear anybody say that? No, incense is at the devil. God likes for things to smell good. I want them to smell good, too. Are y'all still with me? So the Bible tells us here to be imitators of Christ. Okay? In other words, walk like Jesus walked. Don't just be a sayer, but a doer. And then the Bible tells us how not to be. It tells us to walk as Christ in love. And then it tells us the difference. Listen, it tells us the difference between heavenly living and worldly living. It tells us the difference between being an ambassador for Christ and not being an ambassador for Christ based on our doing. Look at what it says here. It says, I'm going to read verse 2 again, then I'm going to continue to read. It says, and walk in love. First it tells us in verse 1 to be imitators of Christ. And then it tells us to walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. And then it starts talking about what not to do, because when we do these things, we are experiencing worldly living, and we cannot go out there and witness to someone in the world about following Jesus if we are participating in worldly living. Look at what the Bible says. It says here, but fornication, do y'all see that? And uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, because you have become saints. Verse 4 said, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Verse 5 says, for this you know, that nor whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Are y'all still with me? All those things are part of worldly living, okay? All of those things are things that an ambassador of Christ should not be doing. Are y'all still with me? Look at the rest of it here. It says, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not you therefore partakers with them. Either watch out who you hang around. Be you therefore not partakers with them. In other words, what Paul is telling the Christians at Ephesians, he said in so many words, as an ambassador for Christ, you can't live like the world lives. You can't do that. And you say you represent Jesus? He says you have to show them a living example of who Jesus is. And they need to see it not based on what you say, but based on what you do. In other words, if you're looking for a title for this morning's message, it's called Becoming a Living Example. Becoming a living example, and it is the responsibility for every Christian who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior to become a living example for the people in the world who do not know Jesus. Because for many of us Christians, I'm not talking about Word of Knowledge Ministries, but for many Christians, people who call themselves Christians, if it was up to them to bring somebody to Jesus, the person will never get to Jesus. And the reason for that is because they talk their talk, but they don't walk the walk. We tell them what they should be doing, but we don't do it. We tell them what they should be saying, and then we have all this corrupt communication coming out of our mouths. Are y'all still with me this morning? Everything we tell them, don't do this, we're doing it. Everything that we tell them to do, we're not doing it. Well, you know, you got a sister, brother, you have to have a prayer life. And many of us don't even want to come out the intercessory prayer. Are y'all still with me this morning? How many of you know there's a scripture in the Bible that says, if you continue in my word, you shall know what? And the truth that you know will make you free. So some people don't like to hear the truth. That's why somebody don't. That's why some people. Amen. That's why some people don't come to church. They won't hear the truth. Well, Pastor, how do you know that? Because I used to be like that years ago. I stopped going to church. I didn't want to go because I didn't want to hear the truth. I was having too much fun out in the world. And I know some of the things I was doing was wrong, and I didn't want to hear it because I knew enough about the word to knew the Holy Spirit would convict me through the word. I didn't want to get convicted. I'm just telling you. So I didn't go to church. But how many of you know, one day in my life, I needed somebody. My brother couldn't do it. My mother couldn't do it. My father, my sister, my aunt. The only one who could do it was Jesus. And the same Jesus I ran from, I ended up running to. Are y'all still with me? See, mankind may think that they can do it on their own. They may think their best friend got their back. But their best friend going to end up stabbing you in the back. And eventually they're going to realize we need Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Are y'all still with me? Amen. We must become living examples. Because once again, we are representatives of Jesus, and Jesus says that it's not his will. I mean, the Bible says it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And the only way that people are going to get saved is that Christians have to witness to them, and they have to see Jesus in us. Because that's the closest they're going to see of Jesus until he comes back. Are y'all still with me this morning? Once again, people don't like to hear the truth, but it's the truth that makes us free. Once we accept that we're wrong. Are you all still with me? The only way that I can be a representative to fulfill my role as an ambassador for Christ is that I must be a living example. I must say and I must do what I say according to the word. And when people see they see my saying matches up with my doing, then they want to know, what must I do to be saved? Are y'all still with me this morning? And listen, there's only one way that I can put myself in position to become the living example that I am supposed to be as a child of God. There's only one way I can do it. The only way that I'm able to do it is in Romans 12, 1 and 2. I must present my body a living sacrifice and I must renew my mind. That's the only way I can do it. I must present my body a living sacrifice and I must renew my mind. And listen to this. The only way that I will be able to present my body a living sacrifice is that I must renew my mind first. If I do not renew my mind with the word of God, I will never be able to present my body a living sacrifice. And the reason for that is because the mind gives commands to the body. And don't you know that when people see us as Christians, they don't know what we're thinking. But they know what we're doing. So the mind gives the commands to the body, and the body carries out the action. The body is what carried out the action that the mind spoke to it about. So when people see us, they don't see the mind. They don't see that we're sincere in our heart. They don't see what we're thinking. I love the Lord, hear my voice. They don't see that. All they see is your body. That's all they say. That's all they say. And the mind will tell the body to do anything. See? Because when people are not saved, the Holy Spirit is not, they haven't accepted Christ, so the Holy Spirit is not there to teach their spirit how to be led and not let the mind take control of it. But that brings me to another point. The only way we can present our bodies is that we must renew our mind. But listen to this. The only way that we can renew our mind is that we need the Holy Spirit to help us. Yes, it's your responsibility. Yes, it's my responsibility to renew my mind and present my body. But I cannot do it without the help of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible tells me in Romans chapter 8, we're not going to go there. It says in Romans chapter 8, the Holy Spirit is the one that, I like to paraphrase it, works together with my spirit. In other words, help my spirit so I can be led by the Spirit. See? Don't you know that when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it was the Holy Spirit who baptized you into the body of Christ? See, sometimes we forget about the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. No less important. See? The Holy Spirit is the one who baptizes us in the body of Christ. And you know, when Jesus, John chapter 14, when Jesus was getting ready to leave, and the disciples were sad, Jesus said in John 14, 26, that don't worry about it, because I'm going to send you another comforter. That means that Jesus must have been a comforter, because he said, I'm going to send you another comforter. And how many of you know when he said the another comforter, he was talking about the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, yeah, I'm getting ready to leave you. I'm getting ready to go prepare a place for you. But the Holy Spirit will be with you for how long? Forever. And how many know he's still here trying to help us to be the ambassador that Jesus chose us to be? Are y'all still with me? You know, we saw on Wednesday night when we were talking about, what's the name of the message I told on Wednesday night? Thank you so much. Eliminating excess baggage. We saw where, you know, we all are members of the body of Christ. And the Bible tells us by one spirit, we were baptized into one body. Well, what spirit was that? It was the Holy Spirit. He said, I hope it was the Holy Spirit. They baptized you. I know who it was that baptized me into one body. So Christians, listen to this. We need the Holy Spirit for everything that we do. Listen, even Jesus needed the Holy Spirit. Jesus needed the Holy Spirit. When he walked on this earth. Are y'all still with me? So I must present my body. I must renew my mind. Because if I do not do those things, I will never be able to be the ambassador that Jesus told me to be. I will continue to participate in worldly living. And when I go to witness to someone about Jesus as an ambassador, they're going to form a bad opinion of me. And guess what? They are going to form a bad opinion of the one who sent me, Jesus. And if they form a bad opinion of him, they're not coming to him. His Christian life is important. It's not, like I said, it's not just coming to church on Sunday. It's not just showing up on Wednesday. But it is a lifestyle. Are y'all still with me? It's a lifestyle. And listen, once again, there are two ways to witness to people. Number one is by saying. The other way is by doing. Don't you know sometimes you don't have to say a word? People will know that there's something different about you based on what you do. Are y'all still with me? See, we need to be imitators of Christ. And don't you know that there are, the Bible even talks about some scriptures that kind of compare us to Jesus, not his power, but as children of God, you know, because Jesus do things that we do, or we should be doing things as Jesus did. Let me give you some examples. I showed you a scripture a few minutes ago that the Bible says that Jesus was praying to God for the disciples. You all remember that? Well, how many know he was interceding for them? Don't you know we also intercede for people? Because Jesus did. The Bible tells us in John chapter 18, I believe, that John chapter 8, that Jesus is the light of the world. Don't you know the Bible says that as Christians, we are the light of the world? We're the light of the world. Just like Jesus is. So the Bible is telling us in so many words, we should be imitators of Christ. And how many of you know as Christians, as being the light of the world, the light should be on not just in the daytime, but it's also be on at night. In other words, what I'm trying to get you to see is that, you know, we can't walk around talking to Jesus talk in the daytime. And then at night when nobody can see us, we live like the world. Are y'all still with me? You know, I remember this song that was out years and years ago. No, it's called The Freaks Come Out at Night. Now, wait a minute. Don't y'all be laughing. Y'all, you know, y'all don't act like you wasn't at the club doing the worm off of that song. Y'all know? In the daytime, you say, you don't know who they are, but at nighttime, they come out. Well, you know, it's like a certain, you know, football fans. You don't know their team when they, you know, when they win, but when they lose, you can't find them nowhere. Are y'all still with me this morning? Listen, nowhere in the Bible does it say we are part-time ambassadors. We are ambassadors 24 hours a day, whether it's daytime or night. Full time. Jesus did not give us a part-time job. Full time. Why? Because there are so many people in the world who don't know Jesus. I'm not the Lord. I represent Jesus. I'm this, that. And at nighttime, are y'all still with me this morning? I'm a simple guy. And I have to talk so I can understand. Because if I can understand, anybody can understand. See. Representatives of Christ. I can't just say it. I have to do it. Because, yes, they hear what I say, but they are always watching to see if Jesus is all that. I call you all that. They want to see if he's all that. Only way that I can position myself to be a living example of Christ is I must stay away from worldly living. The only way that I can stay away from worldly living is that I must present my body. I must renew my mind. The only way that I can present my body is that I must renew my mind. The only way I can renew my mind is by the help of the Holy Spirit. Doesn't matter how long we've been saved. I don't need the Holy Spirit. I can do it. No, you can't do it. Too much temptation in the world. Are y'all still with me? I want you to go to Romans 12. Since I'm talking about it. Romans 12. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Chris is in the daytime and at night. Amen. I didn't say that. Ella Perlow said that. I didn't say that. Yeah, the Perlow said it. Amen. He must know that song. Amen. Yeah, you ain't got to convince us, y'all. It's okay. We're not looking for you out there. Don't worry about it. just because I see a truck that look like yours, I'm not gonna automatically think it's your truck. It could be somebody else's. I don't know. The only way I can totally, you know, when the Apostle Paul told them in 2 Corinthians 5:20, you know, we saw this, the scripture, it said, therefore be ye reconciled to God. And remember, I mentioned to you that I believe that when I see reconciled, it just reminds me of to be totally reunited or totally committed. Okay, that's what it means to me. Because like I said, you know, we were lost after Eve's sin. But once we accepted Jesus Christ, God reconciled us back to him. So if God reconciled us back to him, then we need to be totally reconciled back to him. What song y'all singing? What's that? What did I say? Who sinned first? Thank you. I always want to blame Adam. Look, who sinned first? Who was trying to take the place of, oh, I ain't going to even go there. Amen. 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 I ain't going there. Amen. Amen. I'll really lose some people if I go there like this. Amen. Hallelujah. Are y'all still with me? What y'all got to say about that? So look at Romans chapter 12. Very familiar. Everybody know, most Christians know this. I beseech you therefore, brethren. Look, Paul's talking to Christians. I beseech you thereby, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable spiritual service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Who are you proving it to? To yourself. And by you proving it to yourself, other people get a chance to see you. You know, when I look at this scripture, I see it a different way. And I'm going to show you how I see it. And I don't believe I'm taking away from it. You know, we don't want to take anything away from the Word of God or add anything to it. But I want to read this a different way, because I believe that the way I read it is still in line with what it's saying. And if it's not, you all can talk to me about it after church, and you can write me up a counsel statement or whatever. But listen to this. I like to say it this way. Renew your mind so you can present your body a living sacrifice to keep it from conforming to the world system. I'll say that again. Renew your mind so you are able to present your body a living sacrifice to keep it from conforming to the world or the world system. Because once again, when people see you, yeah, you might have good intentions. When I say you, I'm talking about me also. We might walk around, yeah, God knows my heart. Yeah, God knows my heart. But people can't see your heart. They can't see what's in your mind. All they can see is what we do. And they based us on how well we represent Jesus on what they see with their eyes. And if they see us living like the world, doing all the things the world do, because they don't really know Jesus, they might think Jesus did the same thing when he was in the world. And then they might say, well, I don't need to go to Jesus because he did the same thing I did, or he did the same thing I'm doing right now. It may sound crazy, but that's how serious it is. It's a spiritual warfare. And Satan is trying to keep as many people away from being saved as he possibly can. That's why, I can't hardly say it. That's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit back here. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit back here to lead us so we can do the same things that Jesus did when he was on earth. That's why he says, greater things shall you do because I go back to the Father. He's not talking about one individual. He's talking about the body of Christ. When Jesus walked the earth, he was just one person. But when he sent the Holy Spirit back, now the Holy Spirit lives in all of us. If you're a Christian, if you're not one, you can be here today. So Elder Perlo could be over there making a difference. I could be over there making a difference. Minister Denise could be back there making a difference. Sister Holly could be over there making a difference. We all could be telling people about Jesus at the same time because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, when Jesus was on earth, remember when Lazarus died, they got mad with him? Jesus, if you had came here earlier, Lazarus would have died. You know, if they needed Jesus, they had to wait for Jesus to come back. Jesus might be down in Austin somewhere. You land up here in Killeen. I'll be so glad when Jesus comes back because I really need him. Guess what? It doesn't matter what you say. You have to wait for him to come back. But I mean, by the power of the Holy Spirit, listen, you don't have to wait for Jesus to come back because Jesus is already sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, and he has made it so the Holy Spirit can come back and live in all of us. So God can be blessing me and blessing you over there at the same time. That's why the Holy Spirit is so important. That's why we need him in order to present our bodies and renew our mind. Because if not, we will never be able to be the effective ambassadors that Jesus Christ chose us to be. Are y'all still with me? I'll never be able to do it. Amen. I'm not going to finish this message today. Now, I could. If it's all right with y'all. I could go another couple of hours. Anybody want to go 2 more hours? No, I'm just joking. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus calls us the light of the world. Listen, that light can never go off. It can never go off. It must always be on. Because there are some people who are still in darkness. Although he delivered us from darkness into his marvelous light, there are some people who are still in darkness, and they cannot find their way out of darkness. And the only way that they can find their way out of darkness is the light have to go to the darkness so they can see their way out. And listen to this. The only way they're going to get out then is that they have to follow the light. They have to follow the light. They have to follow the light that came to help them to get out of darkness. But if the light decides that he want to go back into deeper darkness, what's going to happen to them? They're being led to deeper darkness. Are y'all still with me? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to close, because next week is part 2. You don't want to miss it. And I'm going to give you all another chance to invite someone to church. Now, I ain't saying nothing. But I know there were some visitors that came last week that's deaconess. Deisha invited. Now, I'm not saying nobody didn't invite anybody. But all I'm saying is that deaconess Stewart, Deisha, invite some people. And I'm not saying you didn't invite people, but let's invite some people again. Because, once again, it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We got to be walkers of the walk if we're going to talk the talk. And I'm going to close with this, and I'm going to be done. And I'll talk about it next week for part 2. That was the problem that Jesus had with the scribes and the Pharisees. They could talk the talk, but they didn't want to walk the walk. But we'll get into that next week. Stand to your feet and give God a hand praise because he's worthy. What a mighty God we serve. Just go ahead and unmute the system, please. Amen. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Here we are closing the place. Father God, in Jesus' name, we magnify you. We lift you up.